Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac here today, and we have a Bob Almanac sponsor brought to you today by Invisible Wounds Project and the Big Ol' Freedom Fest at Running Aces Casino. It's the Eli Young Band along with Easton Corbin. They're going to be at Running Aces Casino September 28th, a week from this Saturday, sponsored by B&F Fastener Supply. Get your tickets now at the IWProject.org, IWProject.org, your Almanac sponsor. It's good to have an Almanac sponsor once again here on Bob FM. Neil, you standing by?
Right here.
Okay. I hope you can hear the audio here today. You did not hear What's the Deal, Neil, but you hear that enough, don't you? I mean, you're almost probably almost sick of hearing it, but that doesn't mean we're going to stop it, certainly.
Well, no, we
should. In fact, when you become sick of hearing something, that's when we ramp it up. we turn Thank the notch you. Up on that one, turn the volume up to 11.
You give and you give.
Today, Tuesday, September 17th, 261st day of this year. This date, the Constitution of the United States, 1787, was signed at the end of the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I think it's the most important document in my contract with Bob FM. The Constitution of the United States signed the end of the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia this date, 1787. You know, there are a lot of people out there. They're on the pulpit. They're at the podium. They're saying, you know, we must defend the Constitution. Those are the same people who want to circumvent the Constitution. What do you think of those people, Neil?
Two-faced.
Yes, exactly. Two-faced. 1787. 1920. Hear this date.
Telecast is copyrighted by the NFL for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this telecast or of any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of the game without the NFL's consent is prohibited.
The NFL. The following is a presentation of the National Football League. Happy birthday, National Football League.
That's pretty good. Some call it the No Fun League.
The Not For Long League. You keep making calls like that. Not For Long, that's what it stands for. Well, it's been around for a long time. 1920,
sure is.
The American Professional Football Association, the APFA, was formed in Canton, Ohio. It eventually became the National Football League, so happy birthday, National Football League. Is that the league that the Duluth Eskimos were in? Because people don't realize this, but the Duluth Eskimos were a professional football team.
Yeah,
out of
I
Duluth.
Think they were.
There was a movie with Jim from The Office was in. I think George Clooney.
Right.
I was thinking of Jerry Cooney, the Great White Hope.
The Great White Hope, yes.
Exactly. So 1920 is when the NFL was born. Kind of a big deal. And tell you what, the NFL.
So that's why the Hall of Fame is in Canton, Ohio.
There you go.
Because of that.
Good deductive reasoning there.
Well, yeah, I always wondered why they had forgotten.
Actually, they had forgotten about that. It was just a coincidence.
Okay.
That ended up there, to be honest. Let's move on to 49.
Meep, meep. Meep, meep. Meep, meep.
Yeah, we got a lot of meep, meep. Not a lot of dialogue in those cartoons.
No, there wasn't.
Wile E. Coyote.
Because he didn't really speak.
No. No, they communicated with signs. Yes. And physical humor. Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner debuting on this date in the Warner Brothers cartoon Fast and Furious. Furious. It should be Furriest.
Furious.
Fast and Furious this date.
You know, a question that needs to be answered here. Who's harder to kill? Wile E. Coyote or Steven Seagal?
They're both still going at this time. Mm-hmm. So, and I believe Coyote... Wile E. Coyote also was just a cook on the... that was before Kevin... Steven Seagal. He was a cook on the USS Missouri. But I think the other thing is that how did he always get his hands on all those explosives?
I know.
Homeland Security. Homeland Security. That and anvils. How did he get those and how did he transport those anvils around so easily?
He had an unlimited charge account at the hardware store.
So that was a state in 49. How about 56?
Play-Doh, Play-Doh, you can make it with Play-Doh. Every Play-Doh 4-pack has four blendable colors. Play-Doh, from the Play-Doh people.
So, you know, these commercials for Play-Doh, they show these things that Michelangelo would be proud of. You know, it's like the Venus de Milo, some of these sculptures and things. We could never do that. You know, once you put the blue with the yellow, guess what? They're forever together.
Pretty much.
You couldn't keep them separate, even though in the commercial it makes you look like it, but it just gets smashed together and eventually it would just be a hodgepodge. It all turned into brown.
Right.
After a few years, all of our Play-Doh was just brown because all the colors were all mashed together. But Play-Doh was
came
introduced.
In them little canisters.
Yeah, yeah, and boy, did it smell good. My favorite part of Play-Doh was just smelling it, to be honest.
Right.
So Rainbow Crafts introduced Play-Doh. Play-Doh was invented basically by accident, and I wish I could remember exactly how, but it was, of course, the toys that built America. There's an episode about Play-Doh, and you'd get you'd get the Play-Doh, the pumper, the fire engine. You'd get the other things where you'd smash
the fun
it.
Factory.
The Fun Factory had one of those. We had relatives that had the barber shop,
where
the hair would grow out of their head, and then you'd cut the hair. I'm sure several barbers. I mean, that probably kept the.
That's how my dad practiced.
That's the career of barber. That kept the whole industry of being a barber and haircutting alive, because kids would grow up dreaming of doing that. And then once they became a barber and realized that people's hair wasn't really the Play-Doh, they were a little disappointed at that point. Right?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Let's move up to 61 now.
On fourth down from the Bear 2, Tarkenton fires a running strike to Dave Middleton in the end zone. Chicago scores once more, but it's not enough. Responsible for all the Viking touchdowns, Fran Tarkenton, with his phenomenal rookie performance, stuns the Bears 37-13.
Yeah, big debut for the Minnesota Vikings on the birthday of the National Football League. Some 41 years after its founding, this date in 1961.
We hammered them.
Yeah, and they were the defending NFL champs. 37-13, Bob Schnelker with a touchdown reception. Remember, he was the much maligned offensive coordinator there during the Herschel Walker era.
Oh, for sure.
Into the 80s, late 80s. Not Bob Schnelker's fault. Albert Anderson lost his shoe. I love it. Fran Tarkenton came off the bench. Four touchdown passes in his first career game.
Yeah,
that's first time.
Good.
I'm assuming that has happened since, but at the time, and for a longest time, no other quarterback had thrown four touchdown passes in his first career game. I'm assuming in our new era of pass-happy National Football League and football that somebody's done that.
I would
think
so.
In their first career game, but maybe, perhaps not. It was a great start to a Hall of Fame career for Sir Francis. The state at Metropolitan Stadium. Vikings over the Bears.
It's TV theme time.
So the question is, what came first, Bewitched or I Dream of Jeannie? The state in 1964, it was Bewitched.
Very nice.
And tomorrow we'll answer the question, which one came first? But Bewitched, Dick York as Darren, and of course Agnes Moorehead. What a cast. It was fantastic. 1964. 2 years later, another debut on television.
Iconic theme.
Bewitched was on ABC. This show on CBS. Mission Impossible premiered 1966.
You know, NBC kind of ruled the 80s and the 90s, maybe, but CBS in the 60s and 70s had all the great shows for me.
And when they do the movies with Tom Cruise and then they put the theatrical treatment onto that theme through the speakers in the casino, you know, at the theater, or if you're at home and you got a nice speaker system there, it's tremendous. It really
is. Yeah, I
like it. They updated that. So that was the state in 66. 67.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be
on the Ed Sullivan Show.
If I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
sang the lyrics. He did. And he wasn't supposed to.
No, they asked him not to.
Yeah.
They told him
Ed Sullivan said, don't say higher. That's about drugs. But Jim Morris either forgot or reneged or whatever. Was
frankly,
scared,
my dear, he didn't give a darn.
And I think I know what the actual they wanted him to sing. You know, this is what they wanted him to sing.
You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you,
babe, I gotta change my left front tire. I'm pretty sure that's what it was supposed to be.
That would have made sense.
That's what Ed Sullivan, yeah. You know, because they were kind of vanilla. Ed Sullivan didn't want anything.
Yeah.
So that was his date in 67. Infamous TV deal there, right?
For sure.
Speaking of TV, another premiere on this date, Michael Douglas, Carl Malden.
Oh, yeah.
Streets of San Francisco, 1972. It's a Quinn Martin production.
It is.
The Streets of San Francisco, a Quinn Martin production, starring Carl Malden.
If it isn't, also, he would approve of it, I'm certain.
He would have.
And, you know, they tried to give Carl Malden's nose its own show on a spinoff. It didn't quite get off the ground, if you will.
Well.
1983.
Six of the brightest and loveliest young women in America are standing on our stage. One of them will be the new Miss America and the winner of a $25,000 scholarship. And our new Miss America is Vanessa Williams, Miss New York!
Yeah, Vanessa Williams. And then, of course, we found out that previous to that, many years earlier, she had done a little photo spread.
She needed the money.
And Penthouse got their hands on those photos, and she had to, unfortunately, bow out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 1983.
She still ended up doing fine.
Yes, yeah, she did just fine. The big question for you is, who do you prefer, Gary Collins or Burt Parks?
Burt Parks for me.
Well, I tell you what, when they start singing that Here She Comes, tears.
Yeah.
I would say tears. This date in 83, another TV debut.
Have you ever flown by yourself before?
I never did anything by myself before.
Well, why don't I walk you to your seat? And maybe later Captain Redmond will let us visit him in the cockpit.
Yeah.
Okay. Will that be smoking or non-smoking, sir?
And you know, people didn't know this, but Emmanuel Lewis at 8 years old was a heavy smoker.
Ah. One of his few vices, but
only,
it was there.
Only one pack a day, but for somebody of his size, that was like three packs.
Right.
So we were introduced to Emmanuel Lewis for the first time as Webster. ABC was looking for an answer to Gary Coleman.
Right.
And it took them 6, 7, 8 years to find it. In fact, they would actually just give up and put different strokes on their network when NBC NBC canceled different strokes. And ABC said, we'll take it. We'll take it. See you, Webster. Thanks for nothing. So Webster debuted on this day. And of course, Alex Karras was in that as the adoptive father. Mm-hmm. And originally, there was a scene in that pilot episode where he punches out a horse because he wanted to do that again like he did in Blazing Saddles. But
why wouldn't you?
They didn't. They decided not to. They couldn't get it through the studio. We wouldn't allow a horse in there. So that was his date, 1983. Birthdays now.
Come on, and surrender the stone so
big. Member of the Fifth Dimension, 1/5 of the Fifth Dimension. Founding member Lamont McLemore. And you know what, Neil? He was not a dummy. That's the other Lamont.
One of the few Lamonts that wasn't a dummy.
Yes, many of them are. Lamont McLemore. Harmonizing with the rest of Fifth Dimension. He's 85 today. We got, he was the basketball coach. You coached with the power of Zen. 6 NBA titles with the Chicago Bulls. And then 5 with, that's 11, Neil. How many did Arbach win?
And as a player. Yeah. I think he was with the Knicks when they won.
Right, yeah.
One of theirs in the early 70s.
How many did Red Auerbach win?
I think
as
he
coach
won
of
11.
Boston. Yeah.
He won 10
How
or 11.
How about Phil Jackson? That's 79 today.
And just because
member of 10cc, singing back up here.
Don't get me wrong,
Lol Cream,
you got it,
77 today.
He's not even the lead singer and he gets mentioned.
No, right, of course, because it's such a good song. I mention members of Chicago when they're not the lead singer.
Well, Chicago and 10cc are different things, I would tell you.
Not that song. That song right there. When they put that song in Guardians of the Galaxy, it introduced it to a whole new generation. And
well,
people
a great
have been,
song.
People
no
have been eating it up.
About it.
He is not the one who was whispering, "Big boys don't cry." You know what I thought that was when I was a kid? Big Boston Clod. Big Boston Clod. Whatever that was when I was eight, I thought it was big. But it's,
he was,
of course,
a boogeyman in your
big,
room.
Big boys don't cry. And Lol Cream is significant, too, because he was with a duo of Godley and Cream. So, do we need to do this again? I think we do. I think we need to do this again. Since you questioned Lol Cream, I think we need to do this.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the Bob Almanac that Jim's staff provides, and then questions the manner in which Jim's staff provides said Bob Almanac. I'd rather that you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you arrive at 5:15 a.m. and stand a boast. Either way, I don't give a darn what you think about Jim's staff's birthday list.
Step right up and don't be shy.
Thank you, Jack.
Because you will not.
Fee Waybill, lead singer of the Tubes, is 74 today.
Now, there you got something.
I'm going to call Lol Cream and say you don't like him.
It's not that I don't like.
All right. Fee Waybill here today, 74. How about the Mistress of the Dark?
Hello, darling. It's me, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, the sassy lassie with the classy chassis. Oh, thanks for bringing me into your
house. That is true. She's not lying there. She's
no.
Cassandra Peterson, Elvira, Mr. the Dark, 73.
He just loves watching sports. He'll watch any sport. Even watches poker on television. Have you ever seen poker on TV? To me, it always looks like lunchtime at a methadone clinic. And, of course, baseball. But I can watch baseball. I just have to be in the right frame of mind. I have to be asleep. He even watches golf on television. That's not the most exciting sport to watch on TV. Did you know that if you tape golf and then you play it back in slow motion, there's no difference? Do you know that?
One of the best female comedians around, Rita Rudner, is 71. Neil, you familiar with Elmo? Are you okay with us having Elmo on the birthday list today? From Sesame Street? Elmo,
yeah, yeah,
Elmo,
that's good.
Elmo.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Stuff like that, you know, Elmo, just simple things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know, I tell you what I'm going to do with this stick.
What?
I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Robbins? Taking the stick back, Elmo.
Robin Williams and Elmo, that's actually an outtake from Sesame Street. Where the guy who's doing the Elmo voice, Kevin Clash, said Mr. Robbins instead of Mr. Williams. It was Robin Williams
good.
And Elmo. And the guy who was the puppeteer and the voice for Elmo, I hope he made a lot of money on that. He's not doing it anymore. But happy birthday to him here today. He's 64. Our rapper of the day is Doug E. Fresh.
Sure.
Who is 58.
Glad you can make it mine. Don't touch me.
No problem. So what's your name?
Yul Brynner.
Yeah, did you know Yul Brynner was in Cool Runnings?
I didn't.
The guy who played Yul Brynner, Cool Runnings, is about what, Neil?
Is that about...
that was a John Candy, the Jamaican bobsled
Bob
team, exactly.
Yes, yeah, bobsled.
Malik Yoba is 57, and Patrick Mahomes...
Pretty good.
29, son of former Twins pitcher Pat Mahomes. His wife is a Trump supporter. And, of course, you got then Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift, backing Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
Are they getting along? Were they in the same suite the other day?
Yeah, I don't know.
With the Chiefs and their comeback win over whoever that was, the Cincinnati Bengals over the weekend.
Right.
This guy, wow, he's pretty good. How many Super Bowls they won with him? It's two in a row. They're going for three in a row now.
Right. I think so.
He's 20. Very good. He's 29 here today.
Yep. He's going to win a couple more, I think. All right, gone but not forgotten today. He founded the Buick Automobile Company, David Buick. Born on this day, 1854. He was around for a very short 29 years. Country Music Hall of Famer, and the reason our keyword today is Hank. Hank Williams Sr., born on this day, 1923.
I got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know how to do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh Lord, that last long day. She said,
he's second only to you as far as moaning the blues.
He does. He moans them very well, and so influential. Of course, has written so many great songs. Troubled talent, Hank Williams Sr., born on this day, 1923. Pro Football Hall of Famer. George Blanda, speaking of coming in relief, he did a few times of Daryl the Mad Bomber LaMonica with the Oakland Raiders. Of course, kicker, quarterback, Hall of Famer, 1927.
Played till he was 80.
Yeah, he did.
He was basically playing for the healthcare coverage.
Time. Tony Award-winning actor, the great Roddy McDowell, born on this day, 1928.
It began in our prehistory with the plague that fell upon dogs.
And cats.
And hundreds and thousands of them died. And hundreds and thousands of them had to be destroyed in order to prevent the spread of infection.
There were dog bonfires.
Yes.
Ooh, oh, no, I hope that's not misinformation.
I hope not.
That's how the apes rose, because people needed a replacement for cats and dogs.
He played the lead ape. Pretty much
Cornelius and then Caesar.
Yes, Roddy McDowell, also in the Poseidon Adventures.
Don't forget about that.
Right, 1928. Anne Bancroft was an Academy and Tony Award winning actress, born on this day, 1931.
And she liked to seduce people.
Like what?
What do you think?
Well, I don't know.
For God's sake, Mrs. Robinson. Here we are. You got me into your house. You give me a drink. You put on music. Now you start opening up your personal life to me and tell me your husband won't be home for hours.
So?
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me. Aren't you?
No. I just want you to go up and fix my sink.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great movie, of course. And she got her start on The Miracle Worker, won an Oscar for that movie about Helen Keller. The great Anne Bancroft, born on this day, 1931. 7 years later, from the Jeffersons, who didn't like Harry Bentley, he was played by Paul Benedict.
Say, Bentley, since you're here, maybe you can settle a little discussion we've been having. In England, do you people make friends with your maids?
Surely, yes. My best friend was my nanny. Oh. Wonderful woman, nanny. Used to tell me fairy tales by the hour while I sat in her lap and pulled the hairs out of her chin.
Those English nannies were infamous for having a lot of facial hair.
Yes. And other things, but I think most of us remember him from the Jeffersons. And he was born on this day, 1938. Super talented, funny guy, Emmy Award-winning actor. We lost him way too young. The great John Ritter,
welcome
1948.
To my apartment. Me apartment.
Me, Maria.
No. I'm Jack. This is my apartment. You do speak English?
Yes.
Oh, good, because I wouldn't want to spend the whole night telling you how lovely you are if you didn't understand a word I said.
¿Qué?
You don't speak English?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Well.
Oh, it's going to be just a wild and wacky night there.
You know, some of the things that he did, he kind of reminded me of Dick Van Dyke, you know, the physical and the...
Oh, yes,
and
he's very good at that. The falling over and falling down, and yes.
Yes, he was good. From Three's Company and many other things, 1948. And another we lost too young, He was a guitar player in the band with the Oak Ridge Boys and then moved up, became one of the front four when they had their little fallout with William Lee Golden, and then sadly took his own life. We're talking about Steve Sanders from the Oak Ridge Boys.
I ain't gonna ride no rail or hitchhike down no highway. I ain't going nowhere.
They let him sing lead on a couple of hits. This one, and yeah. No matter how high, I don't know.
Yes.
They just said, hey, go ahead. Was that a message to William Lee Golden? Because I think William Lee only sang lead on, as far as lead on, was it one song?
A couple.
I mean, certainly, thank God for kids.
Thank God for kids. There's another one.
But still. If he only has two, and then here's Steve Sanders with two right out of the gate. I mean,
right. And there you have both big hits. 1952 for Steve Sanders. They're all gone,
okay.
But not forgotten.
This almanac dedicated to Lal Cream. Hey, you know what we got? We got a little Oak Ridge Boys here for Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
Yeah, sure.
You can do that. Okay. Kenny Chesney, How Forever Feels, or Clay Walker, If I Could Make a Living.
I'm going to go Clay Walker today.
We'll get the right one here.
WQPM, Princeton. WLKX, Forest Lake. KDBG, Albany. KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud. KDGY, Faribault. KLCI, Elk River. KLCI, HD1, Elk River.